about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Please know that the first video game came out in 1962. Looks like MIT students just celebrated the 50th birthday of a video game called Space War, one of the earliest computer games written in 1962 on an MIT computer, which was, you know, back then the size of refrigerators. They say the game was written by four students in 1962 on a PDP-1 mini computer. Now, MIT students decided to build a new version that ran on palm-sized electronics, of course, right, based on the original code programmed 40 years ago. So the code was programmed, even though it's a 50-year-old game. It was one of the earliest computer games. See, I thought Pong was in the 1980s, but I guess no. It was one of the earliest computer games and arguably the forefather of all arcade-style space games. I'm taking a look at it. There's a couple dots. There's an X. There's something that looks like a hypodermic needle, which I'm assuming is a missile. And then you see a spaceship, which, of course, looks like the male phallus, but I get it. On the computer, I get what they're trying to do, okay? They say the code of the game actually runs to 40 pages, and it could still be played online. This is really cool. In a version constantly updated to run in the latest browser code, the game was created in a room known as the Kludge Room at MIT, where computing students would play around with the latest hardware. The mini computer was a pretty modern machine at the time, and it actually was about the size of a refrigerator. It allowed a quote-unquote action-packed game where two spaceships battled one another around a sun, which pulled them in with gravity. That's kind of cool. See, I like the old games. I can't stand all these games. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Death Blow, Blood Screen. I don't know what they call it. All I know is I hear screams and splashes of blood and artillery coming out of my kids' bedrooms all the time. And I don't know what game they're playing. I'm ready to rip out the computer. You know, and it's not the kids. It's dad playing, you know. I'm like, Cor, get off the video games. Anyway, the game is the ancestor of games like Asteroids. Space War was a cult hit being played and adapted by computing students around the world. It was released as a coin-operated arcade machine called Computer Space in the 70s and has been released under various names on many computers since. Now, see, that's a game I'd be into. Yeah, I kind of dig the whole gravity pull and maybe some centrifugal force. And, you know, you got cool-looking spaceships. I don't know. And you know why? Because it's easy and it's simple. I don't want to work when I play, okay? The whole point of playing is you don't have to work. We're going to be going to Disneyland this weekend. And I know what you're all saying. You're saying it's going to be work. I know. I know. I had vowed to never go to Disneyland again years ago because it was hot. We were standing in line, you know, but we kind of figured out a way to, you know, get to the rides that we want to get to, fast pass. I mean, we have it all down. When to eat, when to go to the bathroom. I mean, we've done it enough, even though we haven't been there in a few years, where I think we have this licked. But you're right, it's still work, you know. So, the same thing with a movie. I've talked to you guys about that. When I go to a movie, I like stupid, funny movies, like Hangover, Jackass, no, that's kind of disgusting. But it's funny. But I like stupid, funny movies. Because I don't want to work when I play. So that's why a lot of these video games, I tried to play World of Warcraft. You know, my kids went to World of Warcraft. I tried to play a little bit. It was work. You have to, now I know a lot of people in the whole Dungeons and Dragons era. My husband used to do the Dungeons and Dragons game. Okay. I didn't like it. Every time they let me play, I got raped or in the board game, I got killed. I got, sold as a slave in the, I don't know what they did, but I ended up always leaving. I didn't want to play. And they probably did that on purpose because they're like, girls shouldn't be playing this game with us. So it was horrible when, you know, the guys would play that game and I was like, all right, I'm getting out of here. I don't, you know, like where this is going. But so I understand with a lot of these video games, kind of get into it because you get to think, you get to plan, you get to strategize. But no, I want to just sit and relax. Like, that's maybe why I like Glee. You know, you just get to sit there and you get to watch and you get to not think, you know, and then you get to sing along to the song. That's same thing with American Idol. You know, just let me watch everybody get sick and dizzy and throw up and faint, right? Like we did last week. That's entertainment. Okay, what are we going to talk about today's show? For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about how it looks like 400 different lipstick flavors have lead in one of L'Oreal's brands. So right now, government's kind of looking into that and seeing, you know, are we getting too much lead exposure? I'll talk a little bit about lead poisoning just to review that with everybody. I think also the FDA wants more money. Yeah, they're asking for more money because they're blaming what happened with the Listeria outbreak in the cantaloupe last year. Their funds going down. I mean, what are we funding them for? I mean, I know there's a lot of outbreaks, and I know the Listeria outbreak was huge, but really they used up all the money for that. We've been giving them money for years. Isn't that what the money's for? So they want more. I think they want $220 million. I got to double check that story. I also want to talk about that news anchor ended up getting 70 stitches over her mouth and a skin graft with that dog bite. Want to talk about that. Also, a study came out saying antibiotics for sinusitis, for your sinus infection? Nah, not necessary. Save the government money. Yep, study came out, right? You know how I feel about that. So we're going to... I'm not happy. I'm not happy about that. So you can see we've got a lot to talk about, but what is the most exciting part of the show are you and your medical questions. So, or is you, are you, I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The school sent us the list of kids on honor roll, right? And I look, you know, my last name is Wax, okay? I mean, I was a really good student. I just wasn't very good at grammar. But, you know, I made honor roll every week, every day, every year. I love my boys, but, you know, I'm looking and I'm like, well, Wax, maybe it's on the second page because of the W. And no, it went from R to Wilcox. And I'm like, where's my babies? So my babies are going to have a talk about why they need to be on the honor roll. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
California. It's about a 4-hour drive, especially when I got to go to the bathroom. But you know what? We got to do the Disneyland trip. You know, we just have to. It's been a while, and you know, I just need to. I don't know. What do I need to do? You want to know what I need to do? I haven't done It's a Small World in years. Remember, It's a World of Laughter. I love It's a Small World. My kids don't want to go. I know right before the break, I was giving them a hard time for not making the honor roll. I don't know. I just think my kids don't take school as seriously as I did. I mean, I love school. If I wasn't given homework, I would make homework up. I would ask my teachers for extra credit all the time. You know, the grades when I was growing up at school, you would get E's for excellent, you would get S for satisfactory, and then you'd get N for needs improvement, and you'd get U for unsatisfactory. And I would get E's all up and down my report card. E, 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 E. And then there'd be all U's under self-control. Now, back then, self-control in the Phoenix School District was like behavior time. I mean, my father didn't understand. He's like, self-control. You're waving your arms. You're yelling. I go, no, they're just mad that I'm talking to my friends. But I would get all U's in that one area, but I get all E's. You know, my parents are happy because my brother and sister would be failing their classes, you know, so they're like, you know what? We'll take it. But just, you know, stop it with the self-control. Put your hands in your lap. Put your hands in your pocket. I don't know what they were talking about. My hands. I mean, I talk with my hands. But anyway, yeah, you know, some of my kids, you know, they weren't on a roll. And my younger one, you know, got satisfactory. And, you know, it's okay. But they just aren't into school. And I get a little nervous because school, I think, is harder. I think these kids, have it so easy. I've talked about this, you know, before. I think we have the wussification of our children. And, you know, I mean, when I was growing up, school was everything. Then chores came second. And, you know, helping out grandma and, you know, her sickness and visiting so-and-so in the hospital. And I mean, we just always, it was just work. Even when you came home, yeah, you could play with your toys and stuff, but you just had to work. And, you know, my kids, and God bless them, they're smarter than I ever was. I mean, my kids, boy, they are smart. I way smarter than I was. I could study. I could get straight A's in school, but I didn't have the street smarts. You know, if it wasn't in a book, I just didn't get it. Yet my kids, they get it. They just don't get why they have to really A school. You know, Mom, we go, we sit, we do, we leave. And if you don't have that little extra oomph, like I'm going to ace this puppy, I think you aren't going to have the edge later in life. You know, I think that's really important. One of the stories we covered in the previous hour is how there's an intern, an ex-intern in New York, who wants to sue the publishing company she interned at for wages and for minimum wage and overtime. She said when she was an intern at Harper's Bazaar magazine, they overworked her, and now she wants money. All right, now me, I mean, when I did an internship in medical school, and I think many of you, when you've ever done internships or apprenticeship, the point is to work your butt off, work your tail off, let people see what you're made of, all right, and then hopefully you'll get some rewards in the end, or you'll get some experience or some connections. But look at the attitude we have. This is a 22-year-old that's like, nah, pay me. Pay me for being there. Okay, well, maybe the concept of internship is, you know, a little outdated. I mean, I get that. I mean, when I was an intern in medical school, I still got paid. I got paid about $1.60 an hour. You know, when I waited tables, I made about $1, $2 an hour, but I got to make tips. You know, so I mean, I understand there's a minimum wage out there, but don't you, when you take on an internship job, don't you, when you go into that agreement, you know that you're doing it for free because you're trying to get experience, et cetera? And why would an employer allow interns if they really don't know what they're doing? I mean, yes, it's nice to get cheap labor or free labor to do filing, et cetera, but you aren't allowed to use interns for that. You're supposed to be teaching the interns. So if you're going to spend any amount of time doing that, right, many people want an incentive. Now, me, I teach medical students. I love teaching medical students, so it's fine. I don't make them do my work. When I was a medical student, oh, you bet your butt the doctor made me do their work. Here, Dahlia, fill out this H&P. Here, Dahlia, fill out the op note. Dahlia, do this, do this. So, yeah, I would do their dirty work. I don't make my students do that because I remember how much I hated it. And remember, I just want to be the cool one. It's more important for my students to think I'm cool than to, you know, learn something. No, I teach them. Trust me, I teach them. You guys think you get an education listening to my radio show. You should see what they get. But anyway, I mean, look at this attitude of our youth. So, yeah, I have a little bit of a problem where my kids really, I mean, they don't look at honor roll as an achievement. They look at it as embarrassment. Like, oh, Mom, did you see the doofus on honor roll? Oh, my gosh. No, it's not an embarrassment to be smart. It's not an embarrassment to do well at work, to do well at school. Right. And it's not an embarrassment or a menial task. Right. To be an intern if you're trying to break into the publishing company or the media arena. So it's again the wussification of America. There's a better word for it. I just don't have it. OK, let's talk about antibiotics and sinus infections. So a study came out. Reuters is reporting that antibiotics are no help against most sinus infections. Have any of these guys had a sinus infection? All right, I doubt it. Because anybody who suffered a sinus infection would take this study and rip it up. They say antibiotics don't help most sinus infections, although doctors routinely prescribe them for that purpose. Researchers whose work was published in the Journal of American Medical Association found that the antibiotics did not ease patients' symptoms or get them back to work any sooner than an inactive placebo pill. Okay, let me just tell you guys something. Placebo works too, okay? We've known placebo works. Please, bottle me up some placebo. I will take that placebo when I have a sinus infection, but give me something. I'm not going to sit around having nothing. Antibiotics, of course, we know. We're overprescribing them, increasing resistance, etc. But they said they're being overprescribed for sinus infections. Many sinus infections, they say, are caused by a virus, okay? They say rather than give everybody an antibiotic, right? Our findings suggest to refrain from antibiotics and do what we call watchful waiting. That sounds familiar. When did we hear watchful waiting? When did we hear that? Right, with the PSA prostate testing and the diagnosis of prostate cancer. Right. They said, if you have prostate cancer, we'll watchfully wait. Yep. Yeah. Boy, they're trying to save money. Apparently, patients were given either a 10-day course of amoxicillin or placebo. The symptoms and disease-specific quality of life was measured. They were assessed after 10 days of treatment. Patients had the option to take another medicines to relieve pain, fever, cough, nasal congestion. And the primary outcome was improvement, right, after 3 days of starting the treatment, but found no differences between the quality of life at 3 or 10 days. Okay, well, I see a problem right now, amoxicillin. Amoxicillin is worthless on most people's sinus infections. Most of us, we need Augmentin, or we need Bactrim, or we need Levaquin. Have any of you guys had a sinus infection? Okay, let me describe what a sinus infection is. You wake up, usually with me, I wake up, and it doesn't feel like a fork. It doesn't feel like a spoon. It doesn't even feel like a knife. It feels like a machete is sitting in your head and being twisted. That's what a sinus infection feels like. Okay? Now, I have tried to fight sinus infections just by taking some decongestants, by taking some hot showers, etc. But usually when I get dizzy and I want to stick my head in the toilet from all the pain, I decide to break down, go to the doctor, and take an antibiotic. And I start feeling better within a day or two. Now, if it was a real virus, in my particular case, well, then I'd be sick for 7 to 10 days. I would have started feeling better right away with the antibiotic. True, antibiotics may have some sort of anti-inflammatory property. We talked about that. Maybe it's the placebo effect. But when I have a machete in my head feeling, okay, no, I'm not going to try to save the government money. Okay, I will go into my own wallet, buy whatever I need because I'm in pain. I can't think. I'm dizzy. I'm falling down. Now, when I was in medical school, they used to say don't give antibiotics until pus was dripping out of the nose. There was a doctor I trained under and said, look, if it's a real sinusitis, he'll have pus dripping out of his nose. So I would send these patients home. I would say, go home. You don't have pus dripping out of your nose. They're like, but look at all the green stuff. Look at my Kleenex. Sorry, my doctor said you have to have pus. Well, okay, well, you know what? Then come back to see another doctor and get an antibiotic. So, okay, just be careful when you see these studies. True, there are going to be certain studies that will come out saying antibiotics are necessary. Yes, you will get those studies, okay? But don't let a study determine, right, your medical fate. You and your doctor make the decision. And if you think you're getting worse and your doctor won't prescribe you medicine, then you get a second opinion. If you get chronic sinus infections, you may need to see an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor. You may even need an allergist. We are coming into allergy season. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be told you don't have an infection, it's just allergies. Meanwhile, they'll come into my office going, I'm on my second week, for the love of God, help me. So just, you know, get that second opinion if you ever need to by your doctor in town. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lead in lipstick. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know how people complain when doctors leave sponges in your body? Well, this one particular patient wanted a sponge put into his body. This is kind of interesting. He has trigeminal neuralgia, and I believe he lives in Great Britain. And he was in so much pain. Surgeons couldn't really burn the nerve. Do you guys know what trigeminal neuralgia is? It's the trigeminal nerve that kind of carries sensation from your face to your brain. And if you have neuralgia or an issue with that nerve of the trigeminal nerve, I mean, it is painful. Nothing can touch your face. Brushing your teeth is miserable. You could be in chronic pain. You could be getting attacks. You could have difficulty eating because it hurts so much. Miserable. So a lot of times what they try to do is, you know, they try to give you medications for it. You know, sometimes like Tegretol, carbamazepine, medicine we've used for anticonvulsant drugs. Sometimes those seem to help. Antispasmodic. Sometimes they'll inject it with alcohol. Sometimes they'll try to do some gamma knife surgery to cut the nerve. Sometimes they'll try to inject it with glycerol. I've even heard of electrical currents trying to shock it. Of course, rhizotomy, trying to sever the nerve. Sometimes they'll even try to use like a little balloon compression where they kind of stick a needle through your face into the base of your skull, then use a catheter with a balloon. They put that through the needle, inflate the balloon so that it blocks the nerve and the pain signal. So there's tons of different things they could do. But I really haven't had patients say they, you know, feel better and are happy. Well, here's this guy who's actually smiling, saying he's free from facial pain because the doctor put a little sponge into the area. Apparently, he says, where the blood vessel at the back of the head moves and starts to press on the nerve, it causes, of course, the nerve to go into spasm because the blood vessel is so close to it, and they can't sever the blood vessel or the nerve. So what they did is surgeons put, and I'm reading this, a tiny sponge between the nerve and the blood vessel such that when the blood vessel decides to spasm, it doesn't touch the nerve. So it takes the pressure off the nerve, and he is all happy. Yes, there's risk of stroke. You can still get numbness. You can still get infection, etc. But it was a two-hour operation. He says he is happy. Of course, he's a little nervous that, you know, the pain could come back. I mean, you get really scared. Some people are suicidal. I mean, this is a very painful, painful condition. But a little sponge. This is the first time I heard of a sponge being put into the, you know, the area to, into your head to stop the pain. Cool stuff. All right, am I the only one that just thinks this is cool? Very, very cool stuff. Okay, this is something that I think a lot of people are going to be cool or thinking is cool. I just don't get it. There's going to be a computer-designed password verification system that looks at your pulse. Researchers have created a security system where a person's heartbeat ends up being their password. Offering hope, they say, that electronics could be individualized to people. Now, aren't pulses pretty similar between people? Some people's pulse is 70. Some people's pulse goes to 80. And doesn't your pulse fluctuate? They say Chinese researchers found a way to mathematically identify a person's beat in an instant and use it as a password. They say human heartbeats never quite repeat themselves, and each person's heartbeat is unique. Well, I could get that. I mean, I could see how people are probably off by milliseconds, but my heartbeat goes up all the time. I mean, my heart rate goes down, and then it goes up, and then it goes down. All right, so they're saying because electrocardiogram signals, yeah, vary from person to person and can be used as a tool for biometric recognition. Lead researcher Chung Ling Lin used two EKG readings from people's palms to determine the unique mathematical properties of their heartbeat. They found that the number could be used as a password and that the system was highly secure. All right, why not just do retinal scans? I mean, they've been doing retinal scans for years, right? No, we got to do heartbeat now, I guess. Lynn says the goal is to build the system into external hard drives and other devices that can be decrypted. Well, next, they're going to say body odor or gas. They're going to say people have a certain smell to their gas. You just sit in front of your computer and see if it turns on. I don't know. I think these guys have nothing better to research. All right. Now, these guys had a lot of time on their hands. Somebody made a prosthetic arm out of Legos. A YouTube user has decided to make a functioning prosthetic arm made out of Lego. The YouTube user known as something else 5790 created the limb to mimic the full range of motion of a real human arm and hand. Okay, you know what? I think this is cool. This looks like Erector Set. Remember the 80s? We used to have the Erector Set. This looks pretty cool. And I think Legos are pretty. They say the hand movements have been sped up in the video below. Oh, I don't have the video. Because it functions very slowly. It could grip objects like a plastic bottle or reel of tape. It features a functioning elbow joint. And with help from Lego motors, can bend the forearm up and down. Of course, they can't really use it. But he apparently had time on his hands. Okay. And he decided to make a Lego arm. You know what? It's better than some other stuff these people are doing. All right, Lego arm, that's good. Okay, let's go into this whole lipstick thing. I know a lot of you wear lipstick, men and women combined. Okay, and, you know, men, don't, we're not talking about girly stuff. Men, you get kissed with lipstick, right? You get kissed. So let's see what this says. A recent federal analysis showing that 400 shades of popular lipstick contain trace amounts of lead has exacerbated an ongoing dispute between regulators and consumer activists over how much lead is safe in cosmetics. Haven't we been using lipstick since the 1920s? Five lipsticks made by L'Oreal and Maybelline, owned by L'Oreal USA, ranked among the top 10 most contaminated the cosmetics, according to the FDA. Two CoverGirl, two NARS, I don't even know that brand, lipstick also led in the top 10. All right, well, how much are they talking about? They say reports of lead in lipstick date back to the 1990s have resurfaced. 2007, they found that 33 red lipsticks, oh, I don't wear red. My mom said if I wore red, I'd look like a hoochie mama. So, oh my gosh, you look like a whore. You can't be wearing red lipstick. I go, Mom, you're wearing it. Yeah, but I could be a whore. I'm older. my mom loved red lipstick. Me, I like to wear the light, you know. I'm just to earth tones. I don't like to overdo it. All right, they said that back in 2007, 33 red lipsticks found that two-thirds of them contained lead and that one-third exceeded the FDA's limit for lead in candy. All right, well, candy and lipsticks. The FDA followed up in 2008 with its own test on 20 lipsticks and expanded its analysis to 400. Boy, they're very busy people. The limit should be 10 parts per billion, and they found that a lot of these have been higher, especially in two rounds of FDA testing. All right, let me see here. The FDA's most recent analysis of the highest lead concentration, 7.19 parts per billion, in Maybelline's Color Sensational Pink Petal Lipstick. But the average lead contamination was 1.11 parts per billion, very close to average. All right, so FDA hired somebody. I am not worried about lead poisoning in lipstick. I think there's many more issues. I mean, you could get lead in soil, dust. There's lead in toys, pottery, cosmetics. You know how much lead our toys had when we were kids and we stuck them in our mouths and we're all fine. But, you know, if you're an adult, symptoms of lead poisoning, your blood pressure could be high. You could have some cognitive issues where you have memory loss, mental functioning, pain, numbness, weakness, abdominal pain, headache. Sperm count could go down with lead poisoning. And, I mean, it's very easy to do. You could do a blood test. You know, if we think there's a lead poisoning issue because you've been kissing somebody that has a lot of lipstick, I have never heard of a lead poisoning based on this. I know we worry about lead paint, and I know, you know, we check kids back east pretty regularly. We don't seem to do it as much out here in the West because the homes are newer. But, again, just keep yourself clean. You know, if you're worried about older plumbing, let the water run, all right? You know, don't cover up old paint. Don't use open flame torch to remove the paint. Don't attempt to remove lead paint by sanding. You'll breathe it in. All right. That's all I'm going to say on that. Don't go away. More medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating,
hunting, and search and rescue gear, like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You bet I do. All right, you guys are going to love this story. Dr. Dahlia here. A preschooler was fed chicken nuggets by her teacher because the school didn't, actually by a state worker, because the state worker didn't think that the lunch mom and dad gave the child had enough nutritional value. Now, I know some of you are like, well, maybe that's good. When parents send kids with Smarty and Reese's peanut butter cup sandwiches, that's good for the school to get involved. But this is what I'm looking at, okay? I believe this happened in Florida. All right, this is interesting. They say a Hulk County preschooler was fed chicken nuggets for lunch because a state worker felt that her homemade lunch did not have enough nutritional value. The West Oak Elementary School student was in her Moore Ed 4 classroom when a state agent who was inspecting the lunch boxes decided that her packed lunch, which consisted of a turkey and cheese sandwich, a banana, apple juice, and potato chips, quote, did not meet U.S. Department of Agricultural guidelines. They say the decision was made under consideration of a regulation put in place by the Division of Child Development and Early Education at the Department of Health and Human Services, which requires all lunches served in pre-kindergarten programs to meet USDA guidelines. They say when home-packed lunches do not include all of the required items, child care providers must supplement them with the missing ones. Now, if the child had a turkey and cheese sandwich and a banana, what is that not offering that a fried chicken nugget would? Why? There was no grease? Is grease a food group? Is that what they're saying? Fat? The student's mother told the Carolina Journal, she was that she received a note from the school about the incident and would charge $1.25 for the cafeteria tray, which her daughter only ate three nuggets. The note explained how students who did not bring healthy lunches would be offered the missing portions and parents would be charged. Now, the mother was shocked because the school's telling her that she didn't pack the lunch properly. Meanwhile, I'm sorry. First of all, I couldn't get my preschooler to eat a turkey and cheese sandwich and a banana. All right? I mean, I know what my kids would do. I mean, you know, they would hide. They would probably hide, you know, the banana. Yeah, they always do. I mean, I did that with my mom, right? I had my Hardy Boys lunchbox, and I think I also had the Donnie and Marie Osmond lunchbox, right? And I remember my mom would put an apple or fruit or, you know, those orange slices, and I would chuck them. But, I mean, you know, I wouldn't eat turkey and cheese. I mean, maybe she'd make me peanut butter and jelly. I mean, that's a pretty darn good lunch. So that means school officials are going into your kid's lunchbox. I hope their hands are clean. Now, I understand why, again, I understand why the government is meddling. If you have kids coming in, like I said, with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sandwiches, okay, we want to make sure that there's no, you know, nutritional neglect and abuse. I get that. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. Don't be feeding the kid chicken nuggets. This is one side of the story. Okay, I mean, they may say that maybe none of those foods weren't in the lunchbox. Maybe it was a Smarty sandwich. I don't know. But, you know, what are these schools doing? Okay, like what happened in the L.A. preschool. Okay, watch what the teachers are doing. Make sure they're not assaulting. And kids whose parents are doing the right thing, leave them alone. I don't get it. All right, well, now the FDA is so proud of themselves with everything they're doing. They want an extra $220 million. The U.S. FDA wants an extra $200 million to boost its food safety budget next year, citing the listeria outbreak from Colorado cantaloupe as primary proof the system needs work. Yes, but where's all the money going to now? What are you doing with the millions of dollars now? The agency's request highlighted in the rollout of President Barack Obama's proposed federal budget said the outbreak is the latest illustration of the continuing need for a strong food safety system. No, it illustrates that somebody needs to be fired. Okay, what happened with the listeria outbreak where I think 30 people died, hundreds got sick, people miscarried, that doesn't mean you throw money into a crappy government agency, you fire somebody. All right, clean house. Where's all the money going to the FDA? What are they doing? Now, we all know about the outbreak traced to Jensen Farms in southeastern Colorado. They say it killed 30 people. Worst foodborne illness outbreak in the United States. Yeah, the FDA was sleeping on the job. The agency is asking Congress to approve $220 million to increase funds by new fees on food processors and handlers, money that would go to bolster inspections and implement new guidelines on how food should be grown and packed. Okay, the inspections failed. Whatever money is going to the current inspections should be cut off. All right, and you only get the money back when you do the inspections right. The administration wants major expansions of food safety offices in nations such as China and India that have surging food exports in the U.S. Look at that. I could say that's okay. And overall, food safety laws last year gave the FDA new authority to recall food in the U.S. and oversee inspections. Oh, really? If they had an overhaul of food safety laws, how come we still had issues? Didn't we have all those weird salmonella, cucumber, cilantro? Didn't we have a whole bunch of kooky stuff going on last year? I don't even remember. The budget request does not ask for any new FDA authority over private food auditors. Oh, really? All right. Conference calls at FDA are open to working with the industry and consumer groups. Okay. All right. Like I said, can you fire the people who were on call or covering the FDA last year, get new people, hire them at the same salary, you don't need new money. The FDA has a challenge with its 17% budget increase to $4.5 billion. It has never been a favorite of Congress. Of course not. You're not doing your job. But you know what? They're going to get the votes, and I tell you why. You know why they're going to get the votes? There's 1.8 million dead people still registered to vote in the U.S., the study says. And then 24 million of the nation's active voter registrations have serious errors. They say a shocking report emerged from the Pew Center on the states that included a whopping 24 million or 1 in 8 of the nation's active voter registrations of serious errors. In addition, 1.8 million dead on Americans' rolls of registered voters. Huh, I wonder who they're going to vote for. Found 2.7 million in the U.S. are registered as active voters in more than one state. Ah, so you could just cross state lines and vote again. Many of these errors occur when voters move across state lines and their previous state of residence is not notified they have left. I get that. The current system, they say, does not respond to the mobility of our society. Well, of course, in this recession, you move to find a job. The mistakes are costing taxpayers a pretty penny. Oregon state spent more than $8.8 million on voter registration, right? $4 per active voter registered. That's ridiculous. Canada just spends 35 cents. They have their act together. All right. No, that's on health care. Yeah, so I don't even want to know what they spent on health care. They found 51 million eligible voters, more than 24% of the total eligible voting population, aren't even registered to cast their votes. So if we have 51 million people that aren't even registered to vote, yet we have people registered to vote in multiple states and dead people. They say in Canada, however, 93% of eligible voters are registered. Well, they have a computerized system. So you see, what they want to do is they suggest a voter registration system that goes digital, cross-checking databases against voter vehicle registries. I get it. Yeah, because I think you can only have one driver's license. You can't have multiple driver's licenses, if I'm correct. All right, well, that would make sense. But, you know, I don't see them trying to correct this glitch until after the election. Okay, that's just a guess on my part. Okay, this poor Denver news anchor, remember Kylie Dyer, who had to do a touchy-feely piece with the dog in studio, this dog that was rescued from ICE, and then she got bit in the face on air. 70 stitches over her mouth and nose. Had to have a skin graft. Is going to be out for weeks. I don't even know if she could go back on air. The skin graft is, I think, over her lips. And they need to hope that blood can circulate. Remember, whenever you graft another body part's skin, all right, you have to make sure the vessels and the nerves and everything revascularizes, neurovascularizes, etc. Right? All connects. And, you know, I'm dying to know. I am dying to hear the interview. Did she not want to do the piece? Did she want to sit behind a desk going, nice doggy? Or did the producer say, get on your hands and knees and cuddle? I don't know. All right, guys, great show. You have a great rest of the way home. I will be talking to you all tomorrow on 1-877-DOC-DALY. You all be safe. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.